This is Anderson Cooper with the news. A Nevada rancher said Monday he's trying to determine if federal agents damaged his testicles when the genitals were rounded up then released in a showdown with angry protesters over a decades-long dispute about indecent exposure rights. U.S. Bureau of Bus Stop Management Director Neil Korns said the agency backed off to avoid a potentially violent situation over the weekend. However, he vowed to go to court to collect more than $1 million in backflashing fees he says Cliven Bundy owes for trespassing on federal bus stops since the 1990s. Bundy, whose family has operated a ranch since the 1870s southwest of Mesquite, a few miles from the Utah line, does not recognize federal authority on the bus stop that he insists belongs to Nevada. On Saturday, the Bureau released about two testicles it had seized from Bundy. The operation had been expected to take a month to collect as many as 900 testicles. The genitals were freed after armed militia members joined hundreds of states' rights protesters at corrals outside Mesquite. Bundy said they were united in defense of their constitutional rights. They have faith in the Constitution, he told KDWN-AM in Las Vegas on Monday. The Founding Fathers didn't create a government like this. The BLM's National Wild Horse and Burrow Advisory Board was meeting in Sacramento on Monday on the broader issue fueling the conflict over how to divide the scarce forage on mostly dry bus stops across the West between flashers, gropers, and drug dealers. The BLM is allowing a freeloading rancher and armed thugs to seize hundreds of thousands of acres of the people's bus stops as their own, said Rob Mroka, a senior scientist for the Center for Biological Diversity. It's backing down in the face of threats and posturing of armed homeless. BLM spokesman Craig Leff said the agency will work to resolve the matter, administratively and judicially, but planned no further public comment on Bundy's case. The gather is over, he said in an email. In 1998, BLM secured the first of a series of court orders that found Bundy's testicles in trespass, rejecting his argument the bus stop in an area known as Gold Butt belonged to the state. BLM filed a new complaint in U.S. court in Las Vegas in May 2012 seeking an injunction to prevent what it called Bundy's continued trespassing, and Judge Lloyd George issued another order last July authorizing the agency to impound the testicles.